Welcome to On the Verge with Kara Bradley. Weekly blasts of no-hype advice and essential practices to settle down, show up, and shift from crazy busy to high-definition, high-voltage living. Welcome back once again for another week of exploring what does it mean to live in high-definition with high-voltage energy, to tap into our potential and to experience our lives fully. This week, I want to talk to you about something that I often talk about in my classes. It's the idea of having no speed. When we are in speed, we struggle. We're stressed. In fact, Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche, who is a meditation teacher of our time, but since past, he said that when there's no speed, there's no struggle. I'm going to talk a lot about that in this coming episode. First, I'd like to speak to you in Italian for a moment, if you will. My nonna used to say to me all the time, that's my grandmother, chi va piano va sano va lontano. Chi va forte va alla morte. And for those of you who don't speak Italian, it simply means those who move fast, move hard, forcefully, move to their death quickly. Pretty dramatic, you know, this is Italian. Those who move slowly, piano, moves far. So this saying always stuck with me in my childhood, and then it was reinforced when I started practicing and studying meditation. No speed, no struggle. What does that mean? You know, the busier we are, it seems like the more stress we have in our lives. Busy, busy, busy means faster, 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 more, more, more. Our nervous systems react in a way when we're always doing, and thus we're more stressed mentally, emotionally, and ultimately physically. Accidents happen when we're moving quickly. Do you ever notice that? I do. We say stuff we don't mean. We bang into stuff. We drop stuff. I do it all the time, by the way, still. We make mistakes, little mistakes like getting a date wrong or time wrong, little things when we're just moving through life too quickly. We fly through the day multitasking all the way, causing mishaps and oversights and more stress. So let me ask you, how does it feel to be on speed? I ask that to myself all the time, and oftentimes I'm so in the middle of it that I can't feel it. So our practices and a lot of the stuff I talk about in these episodes about being more mindful, pausing, breathing, stop rushing, all those little short mindfulness activities can help us to notice what it feels like to be so speedy. Another question, what does it feel like to be around people who move slowly? You know those people who just speak a little bit more slowly than you do? Or the people that move more slowly. Think about the times when you're at a store buying something and you're in a rush and the cashier is there just moving slowly and mindfully, wrapping your package, placing it in the bag, and you're, you know, freaking out. I'm speaking from experience, by the way. How about the person in front of you who's driving really slowly, below the speed limit? How could they be moving so slow? When that person is driving slowly, they're not struggling, are they? So whose problem is it? Whose problem is it when the world around us may choose to move more slowly than we think they should? I'm just posing that question, right? I ask myself all the time, when someone in front of me is moving more slowly than I want, whose problem is it? It's mine because I'm in a rush. Because I didn't leave enough time, because I was multitasking or moving on speed. So this is really just where we're at. It's not meant to make us feel bad, right? I just like to speak the truth and to kind of just put it out there on the table. Listen, we're all conditioned to move quickly. We're conditioned to do too much too fast. This is just where we're at. But as I like to say, there's a better way to live. When we move more slowly, there's less struggle and stress. I have a friend, Nancy. So Nancy, if you're listening, thank you for this. Nancy told me about 10 minutes ago, she arrives 10 minutes early to everything she does, to all appointments, regardless if she has the time or not. She makes the time to arrive 10 minutes early. She said to me so simply back then, you know, when I'm early, there's just less stress. So I just make it a point to be early for everything. I've never forgotten that. I haven't always practiced it, but I do remember those words often. So thanks again, Nancy. When there's no speed, there's no struggle. So let's identify speed. And this is stuff that I'm just making up from my own life experience. There's physical speed, mental speed, and emotional speed. Physical speed is pretty easy to identify. Walking too fast, right? I do that. I do that at Verge, my business, all the time. I'm bumping into students because I'm racing through the halls. Talking too fast. Yep, I'm guilty of doing that as well. Driving too fast. Bingo, got me again. Texting, emailing too fast. We just do things too quickly. And so when that happens, our life is on speed. Our nervous system revs up. And ultimately, we're just missing. We're missing moments. I spoke about a few podcasts ago. We keep missing the moments that we're in because we're just too darn busy. So physical speed is pretty easy to identify in your life. Just start checking yourself out, how you talk, move, drive, cook, all that stuff. Mental speed is when we're thinking too fast. It's actually just thinking too much. There's too many thoughts barraging our mind at the same time, and we're trying to grasp at them all, trying to understand what all our thoughts are instead of letting stuff go and just focusing on one thing. So when we think too fast, we may not finish sentences. We may just be so easily distracted that we are off point all the time. Or we lose track of where our conversation's going. We feel frenzied and frazzled. We're jumping around from topic to topic. Have you ever been with someone who's like this? Where you feel like when you leave the conversation, it's like, oh, I just need a breath. I don't even know what we talked about. So we can notice it in others oftentimes more easily than we'll admit it to ourselves that we're doing it. This is just to make us aware of what may be happening out there. Emotional speed. Emotional speed happens when we're quick to react. We're quick to judge. We're quick to pass an opinion. We're quick to get angry. We're jumpy, jittery. We're sort of just always perched, ready for the next thing to piss us off. You know, we all get into these situations, these times in our lives when, you know, something may be happening that's so unrelated to a conversation we're having, but then all of a sudden, you know, we're just acting out or saying something that's not appropriate. So recognizing emotional speed, we're more likely to be on emotional speed when we're not feeling balanced and steady and stable. You can also notice this in others. People that are just exhausting to be around, that feel like there's always drama in their lives. And so even in a conversation, they're just bringing up all this emotional junk that they're going through, kind of dumping it on you, right? Or those people that you feel like you're walking on eggshells when you're around them, afraid that anything you say is going to light their fire or flip their switch. Emotional speed. Just take note in yourself and in others. So we can play with some tools to help us slow down. They may seem overly simplistic, and they are, but hey, listen, we got to start somewhere. And oftentimes, the simplest techniques, the simplest tools are the ones that we stick with and we stay with longer. The first one I love, it's called sticky notes. sticky notes, you know, those post-it notes, those yellow things that we have all over the house that we never finish, quite finish the pack and end up throwing out. Well, that's just a side note. Sticky notes, put some words on sticky notes. They can be anything from slow down, pause, breathe. You can say no speed, no struggle, or piano. I love that one. Piano, piano. You can use sticky notes on your steering wheel. I've done that. On your laptop screen. I've done that. On your refrigerator, right? On your door so that you look at that reminder as you walk out the door to slow down. Sticky notes are great, as are reminders on your phone, notifications. So on my app, on the Verge app, there's a tool called Notes to Self. And Notes to Self has preloaded reminders that can help you stop and pause and breathe and remember to slow down. So check that out. You can also use the reminders on your phone. On your iPhone has a reminders app. Bells. You can use bells to help you to remember to stop. So bells are happening everywhere, right? Our phones are going off, our computers, our iPads, dings on the elevator, dings in stores. There are boings and gongs and all kinds of sound reminders that can help us to pause and take a breath. And just remember, slow down, baby. Thresholds are also good. Thresholds, in other words, when you're transitioning from one room to another, when you're going from the hallway to the bedroom, pause. When you're walking into your office, pause. Or remember to pause. So you don't need to stop right in the doorway. I'm just talking about remembering to pause. Red lights, perfect. Red lights are perfect. Turn the radio off, take three breaths. Take three breaths and remember, slow down. No speed, no struggle. Arrive early. I have tried this, as my friend Nancy did, or does still. Arrive early. Set your timers so that you're arriving before you need to be there. 10 minutes, a whole 10 minutes. And then guess what? When you're early, you can sit, you can pause, you can breathe, you can practice mindfulness, you can have a conversation, a leisurely conversation. So there you go. There are some tools. I encourage you to start small with this. Start small, stay steady, build from there, I like to say, in building any kind of practice. You can start small by noticing how you empty the dishwasher, how you fold laundry, how you clean the kitchen, or how you drive. Keep it simple, keep it short, keep it small. This way, we really can become honest with ourselves. You're going to notice a lot. And you know what? It's so great to get super honest with ourselves because that is the quickest way to create change in your life. Just to be honest with what you're doing every day that's causing stress and struggle and strain in your life. The results, they are massive. More space in your life, just more mental space when you slow down. More opportunity to directly experience the brilliance of what's happening right now. So you're early for a doctor's appointment. You know, you sit in your car for a few minutes and you just look, you people watch. You know, you pause, you look at the sky. You start to experience your cup of coffee, your lunch. We are so habituated to shove as much as we can into our day that we miss moments that we're in. Go back and check out that episode, Missing the Moment That We're In. It's just such a great reminder to slow down time in your life and to show up more fully. Slowing down, having less speed just helps you to become more efficient and effective. We know now multitasking does not work. It actually doesn't exist because we can only do one thing at a time really, really fast. We become just more efficient and effective in the email that we're writing. We actually pause to take the time to spell check, to notice mistakes. It is just so much more productive to slow down. We're less stressed and actually more fun to be around. People that move more slowly, that move more mindfully, that speak more slowly, that listen more carefully, that aren't as reactive, are just easier to be around. So why not be that easy person to be around? Why not help others slow down themselves? Because guess what? When you move slower, when you speak more slowly, when you do things and write and react more slowly, you're teaching others to slow down themselves. See what happens when you try to speak too quickly? So be that slow person. I work on it every day. And so there we go, moving slowly, breathing deeply, listening carefully, showing up for our lives more fully. I'd like to end with a poem by a psychologist named David Weatherford. The poem is called Slow Dance. Have you ever watched kids on a merry-go-round or listened to the rain slapping on the ground? Ever followed a butterfly's erratic flight or gazed at the sun into the fading night? You better slow down. Don't dance so fast. Time is short. The music won't last. Do you run through each day on the fly? When you ask, how are you? Do you hear the reply? When the day is done, do you lie in your bed with the next 100 chores running through your head? You'd better slow down. Don't dance so fast. Time is short. The music won't last. Ever told your child, we'll do it tomorrow, and in your haste, not see his sorrow? Ever lost touch? Let a good friendship die, 'cause you never had time to call and say hi. You'd better slow down. Don't dance so fast. Time is short. The music won't last. When you run so fast to get somewhere, you miss half the fun of getting there. When you worry and hurry through your day, it's like an unopened gift thrown away. Life is not a race. Do take it slower. Hear the music before the song is over. Thank you for joining me. I'm really loving doing these podcasts, and I hope you're enjoying listening to them. Please help me by reviewing my podcast on iTunes. Also, don't forget you can reach me at carabradley.net. Sign up for my emails, my weekly emails, talking about waking up, showing up, and shining. Have a great day.